Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly Saturday racing preview show. As always, a great friend, Dave Baker, is hosting us, as always.
Janer, there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. Mr. McLean is playing injured today, but it's a Triple Crown day, and so on we go. And we'll tell you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Field of nine set to go in the Preakness. The ownership group with Rich Stripe stuck to their guns. They only race every 5 weeks. And so a lot of attention going on Epicenter.
You know, Buzzy, you know, I loved Epicenter going into the Derby, and he did nothing to disappoint. I think the horse ran a huge race, considering he broke from the three-hole, and Joel Rosario, I think, did everything to put him in a position to win. Zandon, who probably everybody considered to be the hot horse going into the race, came to him three times on his outside flank, and each time Epicenter put him away, and I don't know if he ever stoned the horse or felt it was coming on the inside. It may not have mattered if he had it, but it just turned out to be the way the race turned out. And Rich Stripe got the victory, and Epicenter ran a very gallant second. We'll have to wait on a possible rematch or redemption between those two. But Epicenter, for trainer Steve Asmussen and Ron Winchell, the ownership group, are back for the second jewel, and you know, I just can't leave him. The horse has done nothing but impress all year long.
You know, Gene, what is it about this horse in particular, and about his running style, that makes him the horse that is getting the most attention in terms of possibly winning a Preakness?
You know, I think, Buzzy, it's a combination of several factors. I think one, the horse is very, very talented in terms of speed. He's got tactical speed, he's got real speed, he's got a turn of foot, and he's been able to carry it for a distance to go. He's by Not This Town, who was a tremendous two-year-old. He never really got to race as a three-year-old due to an injury. But one of the top-run stallions in the game today, but I think the thing that impressed me most was Epicenter took the step from being a very talented two-year-old, but to being and maturing and still maturing, but into a very precocious but also endurance type of three-year-old. And those are just very, very rare. I think the turning point for me came in the Louisiana Derby when Joel Rosario was able to get him to relax off the lead, Buzzy, and for the first time in his race career, he was not headstrong and he had to have the lead, and he was able to rate, and he showed that same quality in the Derby. You know, that speed factor in the Derby was so tremendous and set up for the late closing kick of Rich Stripe. But, you know, he was able to lay back off of that. He was able to reserve some in the tank. And you know, I think those are the talents that just are so rare. And when they come along, you take notice.
All right. I understand. We'll get to your pick in just a second. And I agree with you that Epicenter has done nothing that should cause anybody to move him back in any sort of position or anything. But I personally just like the filly.
Well, there's no reason not to like her. I mean, you know, she's a big, strong filly first, and she has, you know, she dwarfs other fillies when she stands next to them. I mean, she's been able physically to take on the boys, and when she did in the Arkansas Derby, quite honestly, D-Way Lucas said it earlier this week, and I agree, she should have won that race. She ran a tremendous race. She was wide the entire way. She got, I think, a poor ride. And, you know, they changed jockeys for the Fly Kentucky Oaks. They went back to facing the girls in the Oaks. And she got rid of the ads. And she was able to place her in the right spot. And she kicked on in that stretch and was very, very impressive. So there's no reason not to like her, too. If she wins the Arkansas Derby and runs the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, then I think she would have been a major player in there as well. And so it certainly shapes up to be a real showdown between these two. But there's always a but, right, my friend?
Always a but.
But there may be one in the ointment here that may kind of just rare up and show a little more class in the Preakness Stakes.
Pray tell who.
Well, I'll tell you, there's two sons of mine this time in the Derby. I mean, in the Preakness. There were two in the Derby. I counted them both. I loved Epicenter, as you well know, but I also loved the other one. The other one, Simplification,
yes.
I thought very suspect ride in the Florida Derby. I didn't like that ride at all. I got out in a speed duel with Classic Causeway and got kind of eaten up on the front end and set it up for a late closing kick there and just didn't win, the Florida Derby, but held on to from third, and I thought that he would run better in the Derby. He did. I thought he ran a tremendous race. He finished fourth at Big Odds. I still thought he had a very troubled trip. He's been a new rider. John Velasquez is getting up. And really, with the crowd being reduced, I think Simplification is going to get a much better trip. And I just think that you can't overlook Simplification. His win in the Fountain of Youth was so impressive. I think his two races since have been troubled. It's hard to continue to make excuses for horses, but I think that he has earned another shot at this thing. And I think it wouldn't be surprising. It's hard to go from 35-1 to maybe 6-1 and say you're getting a good deal. But I'm going to use Epicenter and Simplification. I'm going to be my two horses. I say that, and I'll be rooting for the filly to run a really good race and run our race, come back safe and sound, and all those things. And I think she's certainly got the talent to be engaged. Maybe the talent to win. There is a statistic out there, Buzzy, that says the winner up in the Derby doesn't fare that well in the Preakness Stakes. There's only been four in the last, number of years to have won the Preakness, and have been a runner-up in the Derby. So it is not a stepping stone to the Preakness winner's circle to be the runner-up in the Derby. Mm-hmm. That being said, I've been a big fan of Epicenter. I've been a big fan going into the Derby. I've been a fan all spring. I'm going to stick with him. And I'm going to go with Simplification with my exact box.
All right. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks, everything you want to know about Preakness Day up at Pimlico at thepressboxlts.com, plus all the entries at Churchill Downs as well. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, take care of yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. May the healing waters of the lake do their thing on you. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care of yourselves and look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Love you, my man. Take care.
Take care. See you, bud.